I feel extremely fortunate to have achieved the things that I achieved throughout my career. And there's so many lessons that I learned along the way and so many people that helped inspire me and helped try and constantly keep me on the right path. So yeah, it's kind of imperative that I give something back and try and inspire the young people a little bit.
What do you tell them? What do you say to them?
Tell them the truth. You know, no point in lying to young people. They're not stupid. So I tell them the truth. I tell them about the things I went through in my life if they want to know the answers to that. I tell them that the journey of being a successful sports person is a difficult journey, but it's only through perseverance and belief and yeah, never giving up on whatever your aspiration and dreams are that you can ultimately stand at the top of the podium or, you know, lift the Wimbledon title. It's not rocket science and there's no secret weapon, but the earlier we can instill the certain ingredients needed to be a successful sports person into young people, the better chance they have of reaching the top.
How do you see the Olympic legacy a year on? Obviously the 26th of July will be the calendar year since. We're looking at the new generation here. How have you seen how England, how Great Britain has dealt with what happened in those glorious 3 weeks?
Well, I think, you know, we're here at the Sainsbury's School Games and I've worked with the Youth Sport Trust who help organise this. I've worked with them for the last 6 years. So this is the work that they've been doing anyway over many, many years. So it's difficult really to go, yeah, this is something that's been added due to the London Olympics. I think the important thing though is that the young people are inspired. All the young people who are here today are going to have an experience of a lifetime. And that's all you can do. Not all parents can afford necessarily to pay for their children to have as many different sporting experiences, musical experiences, dance experiences, whatever they may be. But, you know, with events such as this, little aspects will touch young people's lives. And then I always feel it'll give them the opportunity to decide which path they want to go down in life.
Did the government or council send mixed messages? You see the likes of the Don Valley Stadium and, you know, in Yorkshire being shut, the great stadium of Jess Ennis, and then, you know, Steve Ovett has rung there and Steve Cram. And yet, we're saying it all matters.
I can't speak for the government and I can't speak for politicians. That'd be ludicrous. Is it a mixed message? Naming a stadium after somebody and then closing it? I don't know. People make up their own minds.
But it is a tough time to try and create a legacy, and everyone's really tried, haven't they? You know, in a recession, it doesn't seem to have dampened efforts that we're seeing around.
Well, I think that's why it would be difficult to criticise people, because everybody's got to cut their cloth accordingly. So, you know, you have to understand when certain cuts have to be made. For me, as long as we invest in young people, invest in their futures, then they have a chance to change whatever goes on in the world. Or, as I say, or we can try and imprint and instill in them is positivity and the ability to dream big, you know. That's one of the things I say to the young people. If I had not believed when I dreamt about going to the Olympics when I was 12, if I didn't believe that it was possible, then I wouldn't have tried and tried and tried again over many, many years. And, you know, it just shows how early it starts. But again, as I said to the young people, the most important thing is that you have fun with what you do. Because if you love what you do, then you'll keep going through the adversity. If you don't love what you do, it's easier to walk away.
The range of sports kids could do, you flip-flop between football, number of sports you could have played. Your mum said, no, you're only allowed to be athletics. But I mean, is this sort of age when they need to decide? And is there enough choice out there?
No, they don't need to decide at this age. At this age, they just need to learn the fundamentals, the rules, get an understanding of the different sports. By them doing a lot more different sports, they'll be able to decide which sport is for them. You know, we've heard stories over the last week that Andy Murray had trials at heart, but has ended up one of the greatest tennis players out there. So, you know, it's not a case of always having to have been in a sport all your life. I think if you were able to learn different lessons from the different sports and then you put it into a sport that you love, then you have a bigger chance of being successful at that sport.